Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, happy Monday, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, July 9th, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. We've got a great show lined up for you today, but first I want to make sure that we keep you guys posted with a lot of things that are going on with Women About Biz and all of our happenings. First, that you have a restful weekend. I hope you did. I had a wonderful time resting and joy pampering all weekend, so I'm ready to conquer all of my challenges this week. If you missed any of our shows for the month of June, don't forget, you can always go back and get a recap of the broadcast by visiting SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, that's SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. And then from there, just click on the menu link, Show Archives, and you'll be able to listen to not only shows from June, but all of this year's shows thus far. So make sure that you do that. Of course, again, we have a great show lineup for you today. We have happenings at Women About Biz that we're going to share with you. Got a great Lunch and Learn teleclass coming up. And again, our theme for this month is change your beliefs, change your results. Today, we'll be discussing limiting beliefs and how to change them. Of course, during the month of July, as we talk about changing your beliefs and how this can have a huge impact, positive impact on you, we're going to share with you how to identify negative beliefs and how to learn what's holding you back from your true purpose. And, of course, we're going to talk about the different types of beliefs that people tend to adopt. And then, of course, we'll be sharing with you how to adopt new beliefs that support your desires and the goals. And then we'll wrap it up with our inspiration for the week. So at this time, of course, you know we always ask you for this blessing by flashing over and dialing the phone number of one woman who you know needs motivation, needs encouragement, needs to have her spirits lifted up so that she can move forward with her goals this week. So you can do that by having her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for all of you who are listening online, we thank you so much for continuing to blast it out to your social network friends. And, of course, you can have them to dial into the same number, 347-637-2589, or you can have them to listen in online directly from their desktop by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, you can listen to our show from the desktop, from your laptop, or from your iPhone or iPad or smartphone by simply going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Well, I do have that special question for you today, and I hope you're ready to answer it to yourself. Did you get a chance to do some joy pampering? Again, remember, it's your responsibility to receive and bring joy into your life each and every day. Now, how do you do that? Well, you simply take 15 minutes each day to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. You know, at the beginning of the year, I made a promise to our listeners, and that was that I would remind you each show to joy pamper for yourself and to remind you that joy is your responsibility. And so I haven't broken that vow, that promise to you that I would do that. Along with that, I promised also to remind you about the no excuses rule. Of course, you know, by repeating this every Monday, hopefully it is embedding itself into your subconscious mind and you're reminding yourself about things that you really have control over, things that you have the power to do. So, ladies, have you been embracing and practicing the no excuses rule? Here's what it means. It simply means that regardless of the challenges, the obstacles, and the frustrations that might come your way, you'll commit to finding a solution and move forward in your life and your business. You know, this month's topic, you know, change your beliefs, change your results. I'm really excited about it because we're going to really dig deep and talk about how it is possible that we have adopted beliefs that we don't even really truly believe in our conscious mind, but they have been embedded so deeply into our subconscious mind that it actually holds us back from doing a lot of things that we have the goals to do. So we're going to talk about that. But, you know, the no excuses rule is very special to me, and many of our listeners have emailed and said that that rule has really took on a whole new meaning for them as well. Here's why. It's because a lot of the times there's so many things that we want out of life, and women, we experience frustration on a higher level sometimes than men. We multitask and we do so many different things at the same time that often we get confused. Oftentimes we get overwhelmed with everything that's going on in our lives. And of course, life in and of itself, it presents so many challenges to us and so many obstacles. And so there comes a point when we just have to say, stop, let me think about this for a minute. I want to accomplish a lot of things in my life, and I keep having these challenges or these obstacles in my way. Well, I'm just not going to take it anymore. You know, regardless of all of those things, I'm going to push forward, push past those things, and I am going to make it happen for myself. And ladies, I'm here to tell you that at the end of the day, after all is said and done, you are the only one that is responsible for your success, and nobody can hand it to you on a plate. Nobody can give you any special thing that's going to make you successful unless you take the action yourself, and that's very, very important. And so you must understand that when you listen to Successful Woman Radio, don't just listen, but take good notes and figure out how am I going to put these things into action for myself, and that's very, very important. We're going to talk a little bit about happenings at Women About Biz and what's going on over at womenaboutbiz.com. First of all, coming up on July 18th, which is next Wednesday, we're going to have the Blogging for Success with Women About Biz teleclass. Now, if you're interested in learning how to promote your business through blogging on the Women About Biz website, you'll want to register for this teleclass. Now, in it, you're going to learn how to access your Women About Biz blog dashboard, how to connect with others that are blogging as well, how to insert pictures and videos, how to create topics that will interest the community, how to create a schedule for yourself of blogging content, and how to develop and gather your content. Now, one of the things you must know is that while this teleclass is specifically talking about blogging on Women About Biz, it is so much more because it's going to help you to understand blogging in general. And not only will it help you for your own personal blog and your blog at Women About Biz, but also how to go on other blogs and make comments and how that ties into social networking. So this is a very, very informative and useful teleclass, and I encourage you to go ahead and register for it. And again, to do that, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and then once you're there, you hold your mouse over events, and choose teleclasses and programs in the drop-down menu. And, of course, from there you'll see how to register. And, again, that teleclass is Blogging for Success on Women About Biz, and it will be held Wednesday, July 18th at 12 noon Eastern Time. So make sure you mark your calendar for that. If you have not registered for our free silver membership at Women About Biz, I do highly encourage you to do so. It will give you general access to the website as well as allow you to participate in our social community. I want to give a quick shout out to a few people who I see have been posting recent content on the community site. I want to give a shout out to Rhonda Rogers. We have someone new that is registered, Linda Franklin, and, of course, Jacqueline Wilson has uploaded some wonderful pictures of all of her beautiful gourmet cupcakes. And I want to send a shout-out also to Betty Scott, who's always giving us some great information on the blog about useful sales tips for women. So make sure you check out our community page simply by going to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar, which is our main menu system, click on the word community, and it will take you to our community. And, of course, you can click on any of the women's pictures and connect with them. You just need to make sure that you are logged in to the site, which is so very important. We have some great articles. In particular, however, I want to point you to our business growth channel. At womenaboutbiz.com, we have several different information pages, and we call them channels, similar to your television channels, that you can go and learn about different aspects of running your business. And the Business Growth Channel provides you with a lot of solid information about taking your business to the next level. And so I want to encourage you to visit the Business Growth Channel. We've got some great articles, 5 Ways to Market Your Business on the Internet. We also have great information on how to build your business credit, which is something we all need to learn how to do. Also, Making It Happen, 7 Ways to Grow Your Business. So these are all great articles located in the Business Growth Channel, and again, I want to encourage you to first log in and then click on channels, and from there go to Business Growth and learn how to move your business to the next level. It is 12 minutes after the hour, and for those of you who have tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. You still have time to flash over and share the Successful Woman Radio Show with one other businesswoman. Have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. We've got a great topic lined up today on our theme, Changing Your Beliefs, Change Your Results. We're going to be talking about limiting beliefs and how to change them in just a few minutes. But first, I want to give anyone who is listening the opportunity to introduce themselves and their business. Of course, as you know, at Successful Woman Radio, we're all about taking advantage of any opportunity that is presented before us. And so if you would like to share information about your business, your website, your blog, or your fan page, we ask that you just simply press *1 on your phone keypad at this time. Again, *1 on your phone keypad, and that way you can share information with us about your business. If you have any interesting events that are happening, we definitely want to hear about that. Or if you've just had some great things to happen to your business to help you move to the next level, we want to celebrate with you. So all you need to do is press *1 on your phone keypad, and you will be able to come live and share your business with us. In the meantime, I'd like to read something for you from the book Breaking the Spirit of Average, and that book is by Joseph B. Washington. Of course, you can go to the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website, and from there you will be able to see that book and read a preview of that book itself. I want to read to you something from the book he titles Move Opposite of the Crowd. The author says part of breaking the spirit of average is learning to stop doing what average people do. Average people follow the crowd. However, if everyone is going to a certain Thai restaurant downtown, then an average person feels compelled to go there even though they don't like Thai food. If the crowd is going to see what has been deemed the hottest movie on Friday night, then the average person feels they must do it also. The sad part is that average people spend a lot of their time doing things they really don't enjoy. They just follow and do what everyone else is doing. You must get over this if you are going to break the spirit of average. He says, I want you to stop for a minute and think about how many hours of your life are wasted in a line following the crowd. Now, I realize there are things in life that require you to wait in line. It could be a sporting event, a show downtown, or an art exhibit you are truly interested in. Just make sure it is something that is actually important to you. If you genuinely value your time, you will refuse to do unimportant things that require excessive waiting. You see, people who value their time actually prefer life away from the crowd. They have no need to feel validated by being where everyone else is because they understand how average people are. People who value their time don't go anywhere without a purpose. They don't spend hours just hanging out. Instead, they take that time building relationships with people who are important to them. Sometimes, ladies, moving opposite of the crowd is simply a matter of planning. And this is so very true. And I want to just, again, encourage you, as all of you who listen to the show, I'm sure have the goal of being successful and making it happen in your business and in your life. It is so important to change the spirit of average and to be above average, to do something more than just a general crowd of people. And certainly those of us who are wanting to grow our businesses, who are wanting to make things happen in our lives, we have something special. And that specialty is that we want to be more than just average than everybody else, but we want to be above average. So I want to encourage you to embrace the spirit of being above average, which is so very, very important. And again, I read that excerpt from the book Breaking the Spirit of Average, and that book is by Joseph B. Washington. And again, you can go to successfulwomanradio.com, and as you scroll down midway on the front page, you'll see the carousel of books there. And if you click on that book, you'll be able to read an excerpt from that particular book as well. It is 12:17 after the hour, and we still have a few minutes where we can allow our listeners to take advantage of the opportunity to present yourself, say hello, and share with us your business, your website, and what you are about. Simply press *1 on your phone keypad, and we'll be able to bring you live on the air. I also, again, want to share one other book, and I'm going to be sharing with you as I present to you How to Change Limiting Beliefs, share with you a few things from this book. A while back, we had the author Donna Satchel on the show, and Donna talked about just getting serious about success and how important it is for you to have a different mindset. Well, she has a wonderful book out, and it's called Just Get Serious, a very, very good book. And from that book, she has a wonderful chapter that talks about belief and the different types of belief. And she covered that in her actual talk on the show. And I'm going to go back over a few of those things from the book, Just Get Serious, as we talk about how to change limiting beliefs. It is 12:19 after the hour, but those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, I want to go ahead right now and delve right into our topic, you know, changing your beliefs, change your results. And again, today, our subtopic is limiting beliefs, how to change them. You know, Albert Einstein once said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And I'm sure that many of you listening, and I know that I have had our insane moments where in business we can't seem to get a break. We can't seem to figure out what it is that we're doing wrong, and yet we are doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's something as women that we have to stop doing. You know, in many ways, the same can be said about the beliefs that we have accepted throughout our lifetime. You know, many of our beliefs are holding us back from accomplishing our goals and are not based on truth, but they really are habits formed from our experiences and our environment. You know, ladies, it's quite impossible to get the results that we desire for a successful business and life if our belief system does not support what it is that we're trying to do. Any of us can say, yes, I believe I can. But, you know, the proof will always be in the results. If you believe that you can accomplish and achieve your goals, you'll begin to take swift action and negative thoughts about, you know, why you can't do it will simply vanish away. It amazes me many times that the things we need in order to be successful in life, the actions that we must take in order to be successful are all free. And they are all, in a way, simple, but yet sometimes they are so complex that it often just passes us by and we don't see it. And so I'm going to back up today so that we can really talk about what it is that you need to do to really, really be successful. And as you are listening and taking notes, I want you guys to share this topic with other women. You know, if you have a radio show or if you have been thinking about gathering a group of women just to talk about being successful, think about talking about this very topic, how to change limiting beliefs. Because believing and understanding beliefs is so very, very important and detrimental to our success, okay? And that's something that you need to understand. You know, beliefs drive our behaviors, you know, and our behaviors in and of themselves are literally the keys to becoming successful. So once you understand why you need to really change your beliefs, you can begin to really work on it, and you can begin to set a new foundation for your success. Change the beliefs about what you feel about business, what you feel about money, what you feel about getting in front of people and sharing opportunities. And as you change those beliefs, your behaviors are automatically going to change. And that's something that I have begun to understand the older I get. You know, this wisdom about belief is something that you guys need to embrace and get quickly, because it is going to really give you some incredible changes in your life. Now, the first thing I want to let you know about changing your beliefs is that I am not asking you to change your beliefs for me or change your beliefs to anything that someone else believes or anything that I believe. What I'm asking you to do is to really evaluate and ask yourself the question, what beliefs do I have that are holding me back? What beliefs do I have that are holding me back? Here's why you need to ask yourself that question, and you need to really answer it, because oftentimes there are things that are holding you back from moving forward in some part of your business, in some part of your life, and you may not even understand, you know, what it is, why you are having this particular problem. And as you experience whatever problem it might be, you really have to go back and say, now, what do I believe about doing this certain thing? Is there something in my belief system that may be holding me back? And each one of us have to answer that question for ourselves. What beliefs are there that we have that are holding us back? So that helps you to start setting the actual foundation for your business and for your life, believe it or not. You know, most people have a tendency to adopt beliefs that belong to others. And that is the first problem that we have in trying to have our own success and trying to accomplish our dreams and our goals. You know, we can't do what our parents wanted us to do. We can't do what our spouses want us to do. We have to do what we feel is best for us. So instead, you know, a lot of the times most people think that beliefs are true. Whatever they are feeling must be true, and therefore, if they have to change them, people have a feeling that it's a lie, that if they have to go against whatever belief it is that they have, that what anything outside of that belief is a lie. And so this is how powerful beliefs are. Now, here's something that you need to understand about beliefs as well. Believing is a habit. How about that? Believing is a habit. And so I have to back up and share with you exactly what a habit is, because you are not going to know if you have not actually looked it up or talked about habits a lot. You know, a habit is literally just a repeated action, okay? It is a shortcut for your brain. That's right. That's what a habit is. So instead of you having to constantly remember how to do something each and every time that you have to do it, your brain records the initial habit, right? And the more you do it, the more that habit becomes automatic. And that is how we begin to develop as humans automatic motions of doing things, right? So, for example, if you say to yourself, well, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm not going to drink a lot of sodas, or I'm not going to stop at a lot of fast food restaurants, if you say that, but then you find yourself doing that very thing that you say you didn't want to do, well, what you need to understand is that the habit of perhaps drinking a lot of sodas or the habit of going to fast food restaurants has become automatic. And as a result, whether you say it or not in your conscious mind, it's already become a habit in your subconscious mind. Therefore, it's automatic, and it's going to do it. So in order to change that habit, you have to literally write over that habit by creating a new one, right? Well, that same principle is what you have to do with beliefs that are working against you. I'll give you another example of a particular belief. For example, I remember a long time ago, women felt so strongly that you should not wear pants, okay? And that was the belief of a lot of women who are now much older than us. You know, you shouldn't wear pants, looking like a man. You shouldn't wear pants, and it is literally very sinful to wear pants. You must wear a dress to identify yourself as a woman. And so many women adopted that belief to the point where they start pushing off that belief on a lot of other women. And I can remember being a young lady at church, for example, and going to church with pants and having a lot of the older women just really tear into me. What are you doing with pants on? Why do you have on pants? Don't you know it's a sin to wear pants in the Lord's church? And, of course, at that time, I looked at them with amazement and sort of bewildered, you know, saying to myself, why do they believe this way? And for a while, I was feeling that if I wore pants to church, that it was a sin. And now, today, in the 21st century, what's so hilarious about that is that many of those same women I see at church wearing, guess what, pants. And I see many of them, you know, while I'm doing my shopping, and they have on, guess what, pants. So we have to be very, very careful and understand that whatever it is that you believe is not necessarily always true. So there are some foundational things that we have to set for our belief system, okay? And it is the first step to really making sure that if you base your belief off of something, that it really should be, number one, it should be truthful. okay? So you need to, first of all, base your belief off of things that are true. And that means that you have to either prove to yourself that whatever it is that you believe is true or have some factual evidence, okay, that support whatever it is that you are going to believe, right? Here's the second thing to help set the foundation of your belief. Your belief must support, okay, your dreams and your goals, okay? Your belief must support your dreams and your goals, okay? If you, for example, were told when you were young, you know, girls shouldn't be engineers. Girls, that's not for girls. Girls should be have careers such as nurses and secretaries and teachers and what have you, but engineering is for boys. If you were ever taught that, you may have embraced that, that thought, and as you grew up as a young adult female, you may have wanted and had a desire to be an engineer, but you decided not to because somewhere along the line you embraced the belief that it wasn't for women to do that, okay? And I'm just giving you ladies examples, okay, examples of things that a lot of the times can happen as a result of us adopting certain beliefs, okay? So I'm talking about first that we must set the foundation for our belief, and the first thing I said we must do is that whatever we choose to believe, whatever we adopt, whatever belief we adopt, it must be truthful, okay? That means that you must have factual evidence that whatever you're believing in is indeed valid, that it is indeed true, okay? The second thing is that your belief must indeed support your dreams and goals, okay? If there are some beliefs that you have inside of you or deeply embedded in your subconscious mind that are holding you back from fulfilling your dreams and your goals, you've really got to sit down and take the time to write out what beliefs might you have that are holding you back. I'll give you another example. If, for example, when you were growing up, you were told to be quiet and observe and don't talk so much, but your desire today is to be a speaker, that very belief could be holding you back from speaking. And even though you are now speaking and talking, you still are extremely nervous about speaking and you still feel guilty about speaking in front of people. And you may not know why, and it could very well be because when you were growing up, there was a belief that was embedded in you that you don't talk, you don't speak when you're in a crowd of people. Just sit back and observe. Don't talk too much. And so you have this guilty feeling about speaking or talking for a long period of time. You see, these are the kinds of beliefs that hold us back, and we have no idea, for example, what is going on and why we cannot achieve our goal and make it happen for ourselves. But I'm here to tell you, ladies, this is very real, and we have to start evaluating and we have to start digging deep and finding out why we are having these kind of problems with pushing forward with our dreams and our goals. And I feel that it is stemming from our belief system in many ways. And so because of that, that is exactly why we're holding this show all during the month of July about changing our beliefs. We will be able to change our results. And so make sure that you share this with other women who you know maybe have been talking about, you know, that they can't seem to accomplish their goals. They can't seem to accomplish their dreams. Make sure that you share the show with other women and make sure that they know that all during the month of July on Successful Woman Radio, they're going to be talking about how to change limiting beliefs and how to make it happen for yourself. Very, very important. Okay, let's move forward. Now that we've started to set the foundation, let's move forward with number three and talking about another very, very important part of setting the belief foundation. You must have action with your beliefs. You must have action with your beliefs. Now, this is one of the ways to know whether or not you truly believe that you can accomplish some dream or goal, okay? If you say to yourself, I want to, you know, create an income of $50,000 for the rest of this year, if you say that, and 2 months pass by and you don't have any more profit from your business than you had when you first said this, you have to ask yourself the question, have I really taken any action to make this happen? You know, why is this happening? Why am I not able to bring this money in? Why haven't I did anything? Well, what has literally happened, believe it or not, is that you have to question your belief of whether you felt you believed that you could bring in that kind of profit in the first place. You see, ladies, when you believe something, you literally, and I mean literally, take action, okay? There's a word that I phrased a while back, and it's called unshakable faith. And unshakable faith simply means that you believe in yourself. You believe in whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish, so much so that you are compelled to act immediately, swiftly. And that is why number three is so very important in your foundation for your belief system, is that you have to take action with your belief. Therefore, and we're talking about the belief to accomplish your dreams and your goals, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. We're talking about the belief to accomplish your dreams and your goals. If you do not do that, if you don't take action on a particular dream or goal, then you know that something is going on with your belief system. And when that happens, guess what? You've got to dig deep and go back and ask yourself, what beliefs do I have that are actually holding me back from accomplishing my dream and my goal? What is it that is holding me back? Many of you who are listening to the show today, I know that many of you have dreams and goals that you are really trying so hard to accomplish and you can't figure it out. Why is it that it seems that it's taking too long, or why is it that it's so slow in the process? And I'm here to tell you, pay attention. It is all about a belief that you have that may be holding you back. And so I want you to start asking yourself for everything that seems to not be working well for you. I want you to start asking yourself, what belief do I have that is causing this? Okay, what belief that I have that is causing this? Let's move on to number four, because this is very, very important in setting your belief foundation, okay? In addition to number one, making sure that your belief is truthful, number two, making sure that your belief is supporting your dreams and your goals, and number three, making sure that you take action on your belief, because that really is the evidence, that is the proof that your belief is truly there and that it is working. Number four, I think, is even more important, and that is not only should you take action, okay, but you must develop a power team. Now, I have talked about this, okay? I've talked about this before, how important it is to have a team of people that support you, that believe in what you believe in, and that can help you to get things done quickly. If you believe in yourself, if you believe in whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, you are going to put together a team of people, okay? These are not employees, but people who have different talents that can help you to move your dream, your belief forward faster, which is so very, very important. And this is why a lot of the times I think as women, we have this tendency to feel that we have to do everything on our own and by ourselves, but that is not true. We literally can have other people to do things to help us, and it can really push us forward a lot faster. And so this is why I think a lot of times You know, as women, we have this tendency to feel that if we can go and buy a book or if we can learn how to do something ourselves, we can get it done. And in actuality, it takes forever for us to do it. Or sometimes we procrastinate because we feel overwhelmed and our dreams and our goals are never realized, okay? So part of our belief system has to be that we need to understand and know how to utilize the power and talent of other people in order to help our belief system, in order for us to get things done. We must know how to do that. And in order for that to happen, again, we must develop that power team of people. So I want to just quickly repeat the four things you must do to develop your belief foundation. Number one, whatever it is that you're believing in, don't just believe in what the crowd is believing in, but your belief must be truthful, okay? It must be based on factual evidence. Again, number two, your belief must support your dreams and your goals. And then number three, your belief, if you do believe it, you must be able to take action on your belief, okay? You must be able to prove to yourself that you truly believe that. So if you say that I can have a successful business, then take action. Don't procrastinate. Take action and prove it to your own self. Belief without action means really that you don't believe it, okay? Number four, if you truly believe in whatever it is that you're using to accomplish something, then you must develop a power team to help support your belief system, okay? This is using the power and the talent of others to help you push forward even faster, which is so very, very important, okay? One of the things that I think also that a lot of women have this tendency to do is that women do follow the crowd a lot, okay? If there's a sale going on or if someone else says they purchased it or, for example, in the designer industry, it is totally grown by the crowd of women who believe in purchasing designer items at full price. And so for some women, and I have actually talked to a lot of women who have said, well, you know what, I want to purchase full price because if I don't pay full price for that particular designer item, then it could be a knockoff or it might not be a true designer item. And if I go into that designer store and pay full price, I know that I have the designer item when they could have saved themselves hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars. And so, again, women believe a lot of the things based on the crowd. And if we are going to be women who have an above-average belief, if we're going to be women who embrace the spirit of being above average, then we have to start relying on our own beliefs. And, again, those beliefs have to be based on factual evidence, things that are true, and they have to be beliefs that support our very own dreams and goals, because if not, guess what will happen? We will not accomplish our dreams and our goals, and we will become depressed or frustrated or stressed out, and that is not what we want to do. We want to be women who take action and women who are confident and women who wake up happy every single day because we are pursuing our dreams and goals and we are not allowing limiting beliefs to hold us back. So right now what I want to share with you also is another part of your belief system, and that is our emotional side, okay? A lot of the times we believe what we believe because of our emotions, okay? I'll give you a quick example of that. If we're watching the news, okay, if we're watching the news and the news says that due to the economy, businesses are not doing as well, a lot of the times you may have embraced the fact and that's why my business is not doing well because of the economy. I'm believing that because this is the news and the news reports the truth, right? Not so, not all the time. And so as a result, a lot of you may be embracing the lack of your business success on the economy simply because that's been the big talk for the last 2 years. And so we really have to be very, very careful about that. We have to be careful about embracing, again, other people's belief on ourselves and on who we are. And I want to encourage you to base your beliefs on factual evidence and not what everybody else says, okay? I've had a lot of women to also share with me that the reason why I believe this is because my grandmother believed it and because my mother believed it, and I know that they are not liars. They would not stray me, and I want to address this right quick because a lot of us have limiting beliefs that came from our parents, came from loved ones, and because we loved them, we trusted them, and because of that, we just know that whatever they told us is true, so therefore we believed it. But I'm here to tell you that it's not always the case, and you need to understand that, okay? A lot of the times our parents or our loved ones, especially those who may be older than us, have given us specific types of beliefs based on their own experience, their own environment, and what their foreparents have taught them. And it may not have always been based on factual evidence, okay? If we believe, for example, I remember that my grandmother told me a long time ago that women just did not go to the store without being extremely dressed up. My grandmother used to tell me that all the time. If you're getting ready to leave the house and you're saying you're going to the mall, you need to be dressed up. And I would ask her, well, what does that mean? And she would say, well, you need to have on your dress shoes, you need to make sure that you're looking well, because it was her belief a long time ago, and that might have been true. It was her belief that as a black woman, if you did not go dressed up while you were shopping, you would not get a certain level of respect. And so that may have been true, but she wanted me to literally go out in dressy dress clothes all the time when I was going out of the house. And so I remember that in particular. And so, again, that was a belief that I held for a long time. Now, I will have to tell you that I have adopted part of that belief still, but have learned how to modify that belief, okay, because I do believe that you should look good going out of the house representing yourself at any time. And this is especially true if you are in business, because you never know who you might see, okay? And you want them to have a good impression or image of you. So that is very true. But I may not always go out of the house with heels and a dress and all of that on just to go to the mall, but I may look neat and clean and have my hair well put together or what have you. So I've modified that belief, but I haven't totally done away with that belief because I do believe that there is some truth in that. But again, I've modified it because I realized that I don't have to leave the house with being extremely dressed up just to go to the mall, okay? And, of course, all of you listening, I know that today is more or less if you have the money to pay for the item that they're more interested in than what you have on, and in certain cases, okay? So I think, again, that we have to learn to literally make sure that we are embracing the right beliefs, because not always the beliefs of our parents and our foreparents is true or has factual evidence in today's time. So we have to be very, very careful about that. And I can guarantee you, many of you that are listening, I know that you can probably go back and look at beliefs that your mom, your dad, your grandparents taught you, or comments that were made, because believe it or not, they didn't necessarily have to say this is a belief. It could have been comments that they made that could have embedded in your subconscious mind, and because of that, you believe you can't do a certain thing. So be very careful. Be very careful, regardless of who it is, about whose belief you adopt. At this time, I want to see if there are any comments from our listening audience, or if you have any question on this very timely topic, about changing limiting beliefs and learning really how to adopt beliefs that are factual and that are going to support your dreams and your goals. If you do, just press star 1 on your phone keypad, star 1 on your phone keypad, and you will be able to share what you feel about beliefs. I see that we had someone who had pressed star 1 a while back, and the last 4 of your phone number is 8147. Go ahead. You are live on the air. Hi. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move into the next person. Go ahead and mute them. And I see someone with the last 4 of your phone numbers, 4926. 4926. You are live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from and proceed with your comment or question. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. This is Mignon Patterson, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia metro area.
Hi, Mignon.
Okay. I think the other person tried to speak. I heard a voice right before you said you were going to mute, so maybe they were trying to unmute themselves or something and come in. But quickly, my comment is, I was raised by my grandparents, so I can definitely relate when you talk about something your grandmother told you, because they really had very solid beliefs and they really governed their lives. But my grandparents both raised me. My grandfather was born in 1910, very much a conqueror, an overcomer, a very valor of a man. And he taught me to always believe that if someone else can do it, I can do it. So that has developed in me a very relentlessness. And so I'm very consistent, I'm persistent, I'm very driven and determined. And to know me almost means that I don't quit. And sometimes that's a little overboard for the people that I work with because, you know, maybe for them I'm so driven, it's like they feel like they have to do the same. But I look at it as almost leading by example and not trying to push people to meet my level of expectation that I have set for myself. But my belief is if anybody can do it, I can do it. I went to the military right out of high school, and when I was in basic training for the Air Force, I was a little intimidated and petrified. And my grandmother said to me every time I spoke to her on the phone, "How many people are in your building?" You know, it was like over 600. "Are they all women?" "Yes. If they can do it, you can do it." So that postured for me in my adult life that if anybody can do it, I can do it. So beliefs definitely can have an impact on who we are and who we become.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mignon, for sharing that. And you're right, beliefs really, really can. And I was going to say, Mignon, that you know, having that mindset, it certainly puts you above the spirit of average, you know, because we don't want to be average. We have to be above average. And so we can't feel guilty for having that belief and for wanting to push forward and knowing that we can do it too. We just have to push forward because we can't always worry about why everybody else isn't believing the same way or what's wrong with these people. Don't they see that they can do it too? Sometimes we just have to push forward and make it happen for ourselves. And guess what, Mignon? That is the difference between those who are successful and those who are not successful. So thank you so much for that comment. I see that we have another comment. The person's last 4 of their phone number is 6329. Give us your name and your city, and then proceed with your comment or question. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Trina. This is Paulette Smith in the general Atlanta area. How are you?
I'm fine, Paulette. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, I'm listening to the show, and you are so right. I grew up with too many limiting statements and feelings to even mention. But one of them was, if you're black, black people aren't going to buy from you. They're going to buy from a white guy, which was interesting because everybody in my family was in business, and they had black clients and white clients, so I could never figure out why they would say something like that, you know, and it is, we all know that's wrong.
Yeah.
And we all know that doesn't, that, you know, it's who needs your service at what time. You know, and so, but it just took me years to work through that because it was so confusing. It's confusing when you have a, when somebody's telling you something that's limited, but then you see, when you look and see who their clients are, there's a multiplicity of races. I'm going, how can this be? You know, but, you know, people have limiting, give you a limited view of the world when they have a limited view of the world and they are frightened.
Exactly. You know what, Paulette? Unfortunately, still today, and while, of course, I don't want to make this a racial show, but it's true that even today I have heard negative statements similar to that from women in the 21st century, and I know that you have too. And
yes.
We just have to remember that if we feel that way, and we are African American, then we're basically saying that no one is going to purchase from us either.
Paying attention to it. You just have to realize that the people that are telling you that and where that came from was years ago. And if my father were living now, he would be 100. My mother is 92. So you can understand in that era why they kind of developed the feelings that they
again,
but that's not good now for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you so much, Paulette, for your comment. It's good to hear
from
you.
When can I call back and plug a service that some people may need? And I can only help those in the Atlanta area, though. I can't do it in other states. When can I call back and do that?
You must have missed that opportunity, but we don't have time for you to do it now. But at the beginning of every show, we do give you an opportunity to press *1 and to introduce your business and share information. So at the next show, make sure you listen out for that and then press *1.
I will.
So you can do that.
And I did it too late. I heard you and I did it too late. Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, ladies, we're almost running out of time with the show, so I did want to quickly just share with you something about emotions as it pertains to our beliefs, because believe it or not, our emotions drive our beliefs, okay? And like I talked about the fact that if you watch a television show and it says that the economy is causing all businesses to fail or what have you, and so many people have embraced that belief, and therefore without them even, you know, looking to see if there's factual evidence for their business, they are embracing that belief and just stopping everything, and therefore, guess what? They're sabotaging their business. So we have to be very, very careful about that. They allow their emotions from that show to drive their belief. Emotions are the glue, believe it or not, that keep a belief intact and constantly reinforces a belief, okay? So emotions are, therefore, the key to changing an ineffective belief is the key. So here's how you can do that. Number one, you need to write down the old belief and the new belief side by side. What new beliefs do I need to embrace? Write down the old one, and then right next to it, write down what new belief do I need to embrace. Under the old belief, write down all the behaviors and results that that belief has created for you. It could be negative results, can't seem to move past getting things done, whatever it might be. Number three, for each of those results, write down how those results make you feel, okay? Number four, under the new belief, write down all the behaviors, results that you think the belief would create if you were to embrace and adopt that new belief, okay? And then number five, for each of the results under that new belief, write down how those results would make you feel, okay? So for each one, the old belief, you're going to write down all of the behaviors and the results that that old belief has caused, and then how it makes you feel. And then for the new belief that you feel you have to embrace and adopt in order to move forward, you're going to also write down all of the behaviors and the results that you think that particular new belief would create and how that's going to make you feel, okay? So today it's important for you to know from today's show that beliefs in and of themselves are not always factual, they're not always true, but one thing we do know, there's certain beliefs that we all have that are holding us back from our dreams and our goals. And so, ladies, this week, I charge you with breaking the spirit of just being average and become an above average woman. Dig deep and find out all of those beliefs that are holding you back and find new beliefs, embrace new beliefs that you need to adopt to make it happen for yourself. And you're going to first do that by what? Setting the foundation for your belief system. And what was that? Number one, your belief must be truthful. There must be factual evidence. Number two, your belief must support your goals. Number three, if you do believe, then you'll take action. That is the proof of your belief. And number four, you must develop a power team of people that can help support the belief. Well, ladies, it's pretty much over for the show, but I want to thank you so much and ask you again, don't forget to mark your calendar to tune in on Monday the 16th. I wish you much success, much productivity, much abundance this week. Take care, everybody.